Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant development in India's international relations has just taken place as Cyprus President Nikos Christodoulides held bilateral talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi at Hyderabad House, New Delhi, on 22 May 2026, elevating India-Cyprus relations to a strategic partnership. This move is noteworthy because Cyprus currently holds the rotating presidency of the Council of the European Union from January to June 2026. To understand the context of this partnership, let's delve into the background. Cyprus became an EU member on 1 May 2004 and adopted the euro on 1 January 2008. Its capital, Nicosia, also known as Lefkosia, remains the world's only divided capital, partitioned along the UN buffer zone, or the Green Line, since the 1974 Turkish invasion that led to the establishment of the so-called Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, recognized only by Turkey. India and Cyprus have shared close ties since Cyprus' independence in 1960, with Cyprus consistently supporting India's positions at the UN, NAM, and Commonwealth, including India's permanent UNSC seat bid. The India-Middle East Europe Economic Corridor, or IMEC, was launched at the G20 New Delhi Summit on 9 September 2023 as an MoU between India, the UAE, Saudi Arabia, the EU, France, Germany, Italy, and the US, with Jordan and Israel as transit states but not MoU signatories. Cyprus, being the EU's easternmost island, is a natural transit point on the corridor's Europe arm. The strategic partnership between India and Cyprus is built on several pillars, including trade and investment, defense and maritime, digital and space, mobility and education. Additionally, the formation of a Friends of IMEC group of pro-corridor nations aims to coordinate financing, regulation, and security across the corridor's two arms, the eastern arm, which is the India-UAE maritime route, and the northern arm, which goes from the UAE to Greece via Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Israel, with rail-ship-rail multimodal segments. For UPSC aspirants, this development is relevant under GS Paper 2, which covers international relations, including India-EU relations, IMEC, and the Indian diaspora in the Mediterranean, as well as NAM legacy. It also touches upon GS Paper 1, which deals with geography, specifically the location of Cyprus in the Eastern Mediterranean, Nicosia as the last divided capital, the Green Line, and the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus. Now, let us turn to another significant topic. The International Day for Biological Diversity, or IDB, was observed worldwide on 22 May 2026 under the theme Acting Locally for Global Impact. India's national celebrations were held in Odisha, anchored at Bhitarkanika, Chilika, and Simlipal, three of India's flagship biodiversity sites. This day commemorates the adoption of the Convention on Biological Diversity, or CBD, at Nairobi on 22 May 1992. The CBD has three main objectives: the conservation of biodiversity, the sustainable use of its components, and the fair and equitable sharing of benefits, also known as access and benefit sharing, or ABS. The CBD entered into force on 29 December 1993, and India ratified it on 18 February 1994. The CBD Secretariat is located in Montreal, Canada, and there are four UN member states that are not parties to the CBD: the United States, Andorra, South Sudan, and the Holy See. The coming Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework, or KMGBF, was adopted at the CBD COP15 in Montreal in December 2022, under China's presidency. It includes four long-term goals and 23 action targets, with the flagship target being 30x30, which aims to protect 30% of land and sea by 2030. India is one of 17 megadiverse countries per Conservation International and hosts four of the world's 36 biodiversity hotspots: the Himalaya, Indobama, Western Ghats Sri Lanka, and Sundaland, which includes the Nicobar Islands. For UPSC preparation, this topic is relevant under GS Paper 3, which covers environment, including the CBD, KMGBF, India's Biodiversity Hotspots, and the Biological Diversity Act of 2002, as well as GS Paper 2, which deals with international relations, including multilateral environmental agreements and India's position at COPs. Now, let us move on to the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in New Delhi. The Ministry of External Affairs confirmed on 22 May 2026 that External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will host the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in New Delhi on 26 May 2026, with attendees including Penny Wong from Australia, Toshimitsu Motegi from Japan, and Marco Rubio from the United States. This is the first Quad FM meeting under a full year of the Trump 2.0 administration. The Quad traces its origins back to the 2004 Tsunami Core Group, which was formed for humanitarian relief and included India, the US, Japan, and Australia. The first virtual leaders' summit was held on 12 March 2021, and the first in-person summit took place at the White House in Washington, D.C., on 24 September 2021. The Quad initiatives include the Indo-Pacific Partnership for Maritime Domain Awareness, or IPMDA, launched at the Tokyo Quad Summit on 24 May 2022, as well as vaccine partnerships, critical and emerging technology working groups, STEM fellowships, and the Quad Investors Network. For UPSC aspirants, this topic is relevant under GS Paper 2, which covers international relations, including the Quad, Indo-Pacific, IPMDA, and India's Act East policy, as well as GS Paper 3, which deals with security, including maritime domain awareness, critical minerals security, and semiconductor supply chains. Next, let's discuss the Indian National Space Promotion and Authorization Center, or INSPACE, which announced the complete transfer of Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle, or PSLV, technology to Indian private industry on 22 May 2026. This marks the first end-to-end transfer of an operational ISRO launch vehicle to a private consortium and represents a structural shift in India's space economy as it pursues a $44 billion target by 2033. INSPACE was established in June 2020 as the single-window autonomous body under the Department of Space to authorize and promote private participation. The Indian Space Policy 2023 was approved by the Cabinet Committee on Security on 6 April 2023, defining the roles of ISRO, New Space India Limited, or NSIL, and INSPACE. NSIL, which is ISRO's commercial arm, was incorporated on 6 March 2019. The PSLV had its first successful flight on 15 October 1994 and is considered ISRO's workhorse, credited with several notable missions, including Chandrayaan-1 in 2008 and the Mars Orbiter mission in 2013. The transfer of PSLV technology to the private sector is expected to boost India's space economy, which currently stands at approximately $8 billion, with a target of reach $44 billion by 2033. For UPSC preparation, this topic is relevant under GS Paper 3, which covers science and technology, including space sector reforms, FDI policy, private launch vehicles, and INSPACE, as well as GS Paper 2, which deals with governance, including single-window regulation and Atmanirbhar Bharat in critical technologies. Now, let's turn to India's rooftop solar capacity, which has crossed 20.8 gigawatts, according to the latest Mercom India research data released around 22 May 2026. This represents a record year, with 7.1 gigawatts added during calendar 2025, roughly a 122 to 123% year-on-year jump. Residential rooftop accounted for approximately 76% of additions, reflecting the impact of the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana. The PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana was launched by PM Modi on 15 February 2024, with an outlay of 75,021 crore, targeting 1 crore households with up to 300 free units of electricity per month through rooftop solar with a central financial assistance, or CFA, up to 78,000 per household. India's renewable energy capacity stood at approximately 274.68 gigawatts by the end of March 2026, with solar at around 150.26 gigawatts, making India the third largest installed renewable capacity country globally, after China and the US, per IRENA 2026. For UPSC aspirants, this topic is relevant under GS Paper 3, which covers economy and environment, including energy transition, refinancing, distributed generation, and DISCOM solvency, as well as GS Paper 2, which deals with schemes, including the design of PM Surya Ghar, the CFA model, and state interface. Next, let's discuss Odisha's mandate for 100% electric vehicles for government vehicles, which was announced by Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi on 21 May 2026. This makes Odisha the first Indian state to adopt a 100% EV procurement mandate for state government vehicles, effective from 1 June 2026. India's EV transition is anchored in the EV 30 at 30 target, announced at the Clean Energy Ministerial in 2017, which aims for 30% EV sales by 2030. The FAME I and FAME II schemes were launched in 2015 and 2019, respectively, to promote the adoption of electric and hybrid vehicles. The PM E-Drive scheme was launched in September 2024, with an outlay of 10,900 crore for 2 years, covering E2W, E3W, e-buses, ambulances, and charging infrastructure. For UPSC preparation, this topic is relevant under GS Paper 3, which covers economy and environment, including energy transition, oil import bill, EV ecosystem, and battery supply chains, as well as GS Paper 2, which deals with governance, including cooperative federalism in green procurement and state EV policies. Now, let's move on to the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, or FSSAI, which announced plans for a centralized food surveillance system on 22 May 2026. This system will integrate market sampling, lab testing, and real-time digital alerts across states and union territories, closing critical regulatory gaps exposed by recurring food adulteration episodes. FSSAI was established under the Food Safety and Standards Act, 2006, and became operational on 5 August 2011. The authority has several tools, including FOSCOs, FOSCORIS, Eat Right India Movement, Project Bhog, and RUCO, to ensure food safety and compliance. The State Food Safety Index, or SFSI, is an annual ranking released by FSSAI since 2019 to evaluate state performance. For UPSC aspirants, this topic is relevant under GS Paper 2, which covers governance and health, including food safety regulation, FSSAI's mandate, and federal-state coordination, as well as GS Paper 3, which deals with science and public health, including food testing infrastructure, lab accreditation, and traceability. Next, let's discuss Pakistan's issuance of a commemorative 75 rupees coin to mark 75 years of Pakistan-China diplomatic relations, which were established on 21 May 1951. The coin is scheduled for public release on 25 May 2026 and features the Pakistan emblem on the obverse and the Pakistan and China flags on the reverse, along with the dates 1951 to 2026 and the motto, Etam Dostim Yovnat, which means Trust Friendship Cooperation. The China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, or CPEC, was launched in April 2015 as the flagship of China's Belt and Road Initiative, or BRI. The corridor runs from Kashgar in Xinjiang to Gwadar Port in Balochistan, passing through Gilgit-Baltistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, or POK. India has formally protested CPEC since 2015 as a violation of India's territorial sovereignty. For UPSC preparation, this topic is relevant under GS Paper 2, which covers international relations, including India-China relations, India-Pakistan relations, BRI-CPEC, and India's POK position, as well as GS Paper 3, which deals with security, including defense dependence, China-Pakistan strategic nexus, and two-front concerns. Now, let's turn to India's HSBC Manufacturing PMI flash, which came in at 54.3 for May 2026, down marginally from 54.7 in April. The data confirms sustained expansion but flagged the highest input price inflation in 3 years, driven by the West Asia energy spike. The PMI is a survey-based indicator compiled globally by S&P Global since 2005 for India, with HSBC as the sponsor. A reading above 50 indicates expansion, exactly 50 is no change, and below 50 contraction. The manufacturing PMI tracks 5 sub-indices: new orders, output, employment, suppliers' delivery times, and stocks of purchases. For UPSC aspirants, this topic is relevant under GS Paper 3, which covers economy, including manufacturing growth, PMI as a leading indicator, and monetary policy framework, as well as GS Paper 2, which deals with governance, including statutory MPC, inflation targeting, and RBI Act 1934 amendments. Finally, let's discuss the India-Germany Pathway Program, which was formalized following German Chancellor Friedrich Merz's visit to India on January 12-13, 2026. The program aims to enhance higher education, mobility, and strategic skills between the two countries. The India-Germany strategic partnership was elevated in 2000, and the two countries have a biennial intergovernmental consultations, or IGC, mechanism since 2011. The Migration and Mobility Partnership Agreement was signed in December 2022, and Germany's Opportunity Card, or Chanchenkarte, was launched on 1st June 2024 as a points-based long-stay visa for skilled workers. For UPSC preparation, this topic is relevant under GS Paper 2, which covers international relations, including India-Germany Strategic Partnership, India-EU Diplomacy, and the IGC mechanism, as well as GS Paper 3, which deals with economy, including skilling, manufacturing tie-ups, automotive and engineering linkages. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Remember, the CE20 engine generates a thrust of 200 kN. The HSBC India Manufacturing PMI flash for May 2026 came in at 54.3. The Quad Foreign Ministers meeting will be held in New Delhi on 26 May 2026. The India-Cyprus strategic partnership was elevated on 22 May 2026. The International Day for Biological Diversity was observed on 22 May 2026. The Indian National Space Promotion and Authorization Centre, or INSPACE, announced the transfer of PSLV technology to the private sector on 22 May 2026. Odisha mandated 100% electric vehicles for government vehicles, effective from 1st June 2026. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, or FSSAI, announced plans for a centralized food surveillance system on 22 May 2026. Pakistan issued a commemorative 75 rupees coin to mark 75 years of Pakistan-China diplomatic relations. The India-Germany Pathway Program was formalized following German Chancellor Friedrich Merz's visit to India on January 12-13, 2026. In conclusion, these developments highlight the complexities and opportunities in India's international relations, space economy, renewable energy, electric vehicle adoption, food safety, and economic growth, all of which are crucial for UPSC aspirants to understand and analyze.